Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 7:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News, Brewers pitchers and catchers this morning waking up in Arizona on their official report day for spring training. First full squad workout is next week today. Tickets for the season's games, including what's left for the home opener, go on sale. Play ball. On the Tri-County Contracting Hotline this morning, Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, with us this morning. Rick, can I start with this? As a baseball man, I'm ashamed to admit that I actually have to ask this question, but what's the story with pitchers and catchers always reporting early? Like, do they just have more stuff or, you know?
Well, they need a little more time to warm up, but somebody once asked me, I understand why pitchers report early, but why do catchers report early? And I said, well, somebody's got to catch the ball. Well,
yeah. they kind of go hand in hand.
I understand the latter part of that more. Hey, let's talk tickets this morning, Rick. Later today, the individual game tickets go on sale for the season. So that means fans can pick their series or maybe they're hot on a theme night or whatever and then buy tickets for those games.
Yeah, at 10 a.m., individual games go on sale. Obviously, we've been selling season tickets in groups for quite a while, and a lot of those packages include opening day. So quite a number of opening day tickets are already sold, but still plenty of good seats left, as well as some great games and some great matchups this year. And I know a lot of people are talking about the Cubs in May, and that's going to be a popular game, but we're excited with the schedule. And we open against the Twins, which is always fun, a good rivalry game to start off the season.
So how's the progress on the Monster Vision scoreboard, too, Rick? That is going to be up and ready for opening day, yes?
Yeah, in fact, the main display, which is over 12,000 square feet, is already in place. And we expect to light it up later this month. And the secondary display, which is a little under 3,000 square feet, is almost done as well. So both projects going very well, ahead of schedule. And, they're game-changing. They're large. They're going to be incredibly fun for the fans to experience.
Hey, and players notice that too, Rick. I mean, not for nothing, but you want guys to be excited about playing in Milwaukee. And it's one of the reasons that I know you pushed so hard for the stadium improvements that we're going to be seeing over the years. But it's not just about functionality. It's also about that game experience that matters, of course, to us fans. But I know the players take notice of the environment that they're playing in. They want to play in an exciting place.
No, absolutely. I mean, the players like it. They like the energy. You know, believe me, they pay attention. If we put something on the scoreboard that they don't like, we hear about it. So that means, if nothing else, they're definitely paying attention.
Why'd you use that picture of me, man?
Exactly. Or why'd you bring that stat up? That's going to be fun. You know, we've got some new food options. We got a Third Street Market Hall annex. We got a upgraded and expanded retail store. A lot of good enhancements this year that fans are going to like.
I know you're on the business side, and we're talking with Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for the Brewers, but GM Matt Arnold has made a lot of moves here. He's invested on the offensive side. From where you sit, is this team in a good position to continue to contend for postseason as early as this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, what we're trying to do, and it's not easy, but Matt's done well, is we want to compete and win now, but also want to make sure we can compete in the future. So, a lot of the moves we make are designed to sort of straddle that line between, being competitive now, but also not mortgaging your future. I think our pitching is not going to be as strong as it was last year, but our hitting is going to be a lot stronger. So you balance that out. I think it's going to be a really fun, tight division. Every team in the Central is improving. And, we're still the defending champ. So, we get it. And I feel really comfortable at saying that we're going to be competitive all year, and it's going to be a really good, exciting race.
Hey, Rick, real quick question for you before we let you go here coming up. I'm curious, everyone's talking Jackson Chourio. I mean, that's the name du jour of young guys coming up through this farm system. He's in Arizona, hoping to get a roster spot. I'm curious from the business side of things, have you guys, I know I don't want to put cart before proverbial horse, but have you planned a marketing strategy? Because this guy seems like he's on a trajectory, but he's something really big.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can say that about him and a few of the other guys who I think we're going to have, strong first-year appearances here in Milwaukee. We're already selling, Chourio jerseys and player tees, so that was obviously something we took advantage of right away. And yeah, we've got, believe me, we are preparing for videos and other things when him and the other players come up. So yeah, we're excited about him as well as the fans. And I hope that, frankly, he's on the opening roster. He's such a generational talent. But the good news is, you know, Matt will make a decision based on if he's ready and if he's performing. We don't need to rush him. But on the other hand, this guy is major league ready. He's only 19, but he is, you know, he's a star of the making.
Well, and as far as investments go, if you're gonna throw in for a jersey, Rick, you want one with a guy that's going to be around for a while, and Matt's taking care of that as well.
Yeah, we have a long-term contract with Jackson, who's never played a game in the major leagues, but he's obviously earned the right to you know, spend the money he's going to make, and it's going to be a big contract. But, you know, this is one of those things you have to do in our market, in our game, with, you know, without a salary cap and with the challenges of trying to keep your best players. You got to make decisions to invest in them early. And he made a decision, too, to invest in us. So it's a two-way street. So he's excited about being here long-term, and we're excited to have him long-term.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, with us this morning. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
And again, those tickets go on sale 10 o'clock this morning for individual games.